Show brought to you in part by DryPro.
A Home Depot home improvement show with John and Dave. Answering your home improvement questions every Saturday on WPT. Presented by Charlotte Comfort Systems Heating and Air Conditioning and Acosta Heating, Cooling, and Electrical on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Home Depot home improvement show with John and Dave. I'm Dave Doval. And Randy's joining us today. It's been a while. It's been a good while since you've been in the studio with us.
Yes, it has.
John's off today. He'll be back. He'll be back next week. He's had a little traveling. He and Barb. I don't know what all they're doing, but hope they're having fun. But lines are open 704-570-1110. We're going to talk flooring because Randy's been our longtime go-to guy for flooring questions. You've helped us a ton through the years, and I know a lot of our listeners, they know, because when people say, well, what about flooring? And I say, Empire over there, Empire One, and they'll say, oh, we've used him before. We know who he is. I said, we're still there.
Yes, we've been there since 1996.
I know. That's why I first met you.
Yes.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been a good time. So I stopped by the store the other day, and Randy and I had lunch, but you guys have remodeled the store. It is awesome.
Yes, it's all basically a new design that makes it easier to shop for flooring. All the colors are together, not like all the name brands, which makes it so confusing.
Right.
All the brands are mixed now, but all the colors are together to make it easier to shop for flooring.
It does, and I really like the feature. So if you wanted a sample of carpet or you saw something that you like and you take it down, it used to be you could flip the board. I guess you still could flip the board over and read it, but you can also take it over and put it under the reader and it'll get the QR code and pull it up on a big screen. You don't have to get the readers out that way.
No, and it shows a picture of the room scene with the flooring in it.
Very cool.
Yeah, that is new technology.
Yeah, so it was nice because you could kind of see the colors are all together. And it was so you have everything. So you have all the different types of carpet, the hardwoods, the laminates,
LVP.
Yeah. Then you have the 3/8 hardwood and the full 3/4 hardwood, right?
We do have the 3/4 hardwood. It would be separately from that display, but we do have it.
Right.
But we do have a large selection.
Yes, well, and that's what I've set my customers there for years, so it's always a kind of a smooth. It's been a smooth transition. You guys have good install crews, and makes it worth it. No problems for me. It makes it doubly nice.
Well, it's could be basically challenging, but we've been there long enough, and we could take care of it.
Right. Well, you've seen most of the problems that arise, and you can head a lot of the stuff off, so
yes.
It's the same. You know, I've been in business a long time too, and you still run into things, and things still happen. But I guess it's what you do about it when it happens is the main thing. Because the first time stuff happens to you, and you've never seen it before, it's a little nerve wracking when you own your own business, because what you see is all your profit going out the window. You're not going to make any money that week.
There's always going to be something that's going to happen.
Right.
It's never going to end.
Right. So anyway, but that is, flooring is a huge deal. I mean, and I don't know, I think until people are faced with it, I don't know if we really ever think about that. You think about the house, you think about, we think about paint or maybe the front door or a deck or an outdoor area, but when it comes to the flooring, when you finally stop and think about it, whether it be refinishing hardwood floors or replacing your floors, even shampooing the carpets, when you think about it, all that furniture has to be moved. All those things have to be done. It has to be clear. And that presents a problem for some folks because some people have a lot of stuff.
It's easier than you think.
I know.
But
you guys make it easier.
Well, we're used to that situation.
Right.
So, but it's definitely easier than what you may think it's going to be a horror
show. Right. And that's kind of my point, is that once you get to there, you're like, oh my goodness, but you guys make it look easy. Everything gets, the next thing everything's moved out of the way. Everything's taken care of. So You know, if I know you guys kind of do it like I do, if we're going to empty a room for whatever reason, you know, we'll usually help with the furniture, unless it's just antiques or something that's, you know, really special, pool table, big piano. Yeah, we're going to, you know, somebody that professionally moves that stuff. But, you know, as long as you take care of all the small stuff, the knickknacks and the things that you care, that's what I like to have, all that stuff out of the way. And then we'll slide the furniture. We have slides and all that stuff like you guys do. And you slide it, you move it.
Yeah, basically pick up the knickknacks in the bottom of the closets, and then
right.
You can leave even stuff hanging in the closets. And then,
sure.
And then it's not that bad.
So once you get past that part of it, it's not bad. It's kind of a good time to go through everything, purge,
yes.
Organize, and right. Dust, and get everything back together. So there's other advantages to just getting the new floor. It's kind of what I hear from people. They always love their new floors, you know, people. That just makes all the difference in the world. But anyway, I think we're coming up. Well, we still got a minute or so. But anyway, lines are open 704-570-1110. We're talking to Randy Chiefer with Empire One, formerly Empire Carpet and Blinds, right? And you changed your name.
It's Empire Carpet One. We've franchised with them in the buying group. They
right.
have 1,000 stores. It's designed to make the shopping experience easier.
Right.
So if you're looking to buy flooring, you know, it's designed so you're not so confused by all the samples placed all over the place.
Right. Well, and I guess also having that many people in the group, it gives you guys buying power too.
Yes,
so
it
helps
does.
You become more competitive.
Yeah. Yes.
With the Home Depots and the Lowe's. So
yeah. Absolutely. You know, yeah. We're not going to get every flooring job.
Well,
but,
no.
Yeah, there's, you know, I'd like people to know how to shop for flooring.
Right.
So it makes it easier for themselves.
Well, and I think that's some of the stuff that we're going to talk about when we come back, about measuring, deciding on a product and all that. So we're going to kind of go through all these things. If you have any questions about that, give us a call, 704-570-1110, or any other home improvements. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back. It's the Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. I'm Dave Doval.
I'm Randy Chiefer with Empire Carpet One.
All right, Empire Carpet One. Thank you for joining us, Randy. We appreciate it. Lines are open, 704-570-1110. We'd love to hear from you. We're talking home improvement, a little emphasis on the floor today, but we'll talk about anything. And, of course, if you have any questions for Randy, he'd love to answer them, whether it's carpet or hardwoods, you know, for the installation replacement, LVP, laminates.
Yeah, a lot of new products are out. The waterproof laminate is very hot right now.
Yeah, starting to move, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah, and it's most of it is really made in North Carolina.
Yeah, that you were telling me. You toured the plant,
I
right?
I toured the plant. It's in Thomasville, and it's Mohawk.
Pretty cool. You
yeah,
said it was daunting that the plywood was just stacked to the ceiling.
You couldn't believe what the material was in there.
Wow.
They make 1 million square feet a day.
Wow. And you said it was mostly automated, too.
Yes, it's definitely, it's all basically completely automated. Even the even the forklifts are automated.
Well, I wonder if they realize one day nobody will be able to afford to buy it.
Well, I don't know, but I know it's probably safer.
Yeah, it probably is. So. I would think so. But anyway, give us a call, 704-570-1110. So I think maybe the next step, we were talking about replacing, doing the flooring, and that it can, we when people first look at it, they think it's a really daunting task, but it's really not. So the next step is if you want to, how to buy carpet, I guess, or where to start. What do you do? I mean, you need to measure, right?
Yeah, I would make a diagram of your home, and your measurements do not have to be perfect. You're just trying to get an estimate. So basically, you want the width, you know, and the length, and you know, get the closets in there. And if you can't figure it, take it to a flooring store.
Right.
So
yeah.
Any flooring store.
Pretty simple. So really, what you're doing is an overhead view of like, so it's kind of like you peeled the roof off of the house, And if you have two floors, then draw the two boxes beside each other, right?
It's better, you know, if you know this information before you shop, because you know your square footage, and then when you see a price that's marked, then you have an idea.
Right.
Rather than somebody tells you they give you a free room or whatever.
Right.
You know what your square footage is.
Sure.
You could get an estimate in your brain.
Right.
So
Now we sell so most flooring sold by the square foot, right?
Yes, it is.
But is it a square yard or a square foot?
It's
the normal. It's
going to be priced by the square foot. It changed 20 some years ago that
right.
way, but you can multiply it times 9, and that'll be a square yard.
Right.
So you know, you want to get a price for, you know, basic installation, take up and remove furniture. You know, and, you know, the material, and, of course, the pad makes a big difference.
Yeah, because we're going to talk a little bit about that. I know we were...
The key for carpet is the pad.
Right, exactly. So once you have your measurements and you convert it to square footage, and if you, like Randy said, if you can't do it, they'll do it. That's what these guys do every day. And you know, if you watch, you'll see how simple it really is.
It's very simple
once you do it. But those are things that were taught in school, and if you don't ever use them again, you tend to forget about them. And that's just really kind of what happens. I deal with it a lot. I mean, in the past, I can remember hiring people to come to work, and they would come on as a laborer or whatever, and they didn't remember how to read the tape measure. I mean, they knew what the 1-inch, 2-inch, 3-inch, but they forgot the fractions in
yes.
between. You know, after about a minute or two, you go through it, they remember pretty quick, but they forget because they haven't used it, you know, and you just don't remember it. So,
well, I really think it's best for people to know themselves and figure for themselves, rather than count on somebody else.
Right. Well, you already have in the back of your mind what it actually is.
Absolutely. When you buy flooring and you're going to get it installed by any flooring store, they're going to come out and measure it themselves.
Right.
In the end.
Sure.
But at the beginning, starting the process, it would definitely be better for yourselves if you measured it.
Sure. And that way you have a ballpark of where you're at and what you're going to spend, and then, you know, you could kind of see where does that put you. You know, maybe you spend a little less on the carpet and a little bit more on the hard floors that maybe you're going to put in, the hard surfaces. But and then we go back again to when you go back to carpet, it goes back to the pad again.
Right. You want to make sure you get a very good pad. They've got different pads now than they've had, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago. They have memory foam on the top. Basically memory foam with a plastic coating. So if you do have a spill, it will not go into the pad. And when you get the carpet professionally steam cleaned, they will be able to, you know, suck that up. And the spots won't bleed back through in 3 or 4 weeks.
Right.
And it does happen. It will bleed through.
Yeah, it just wicks back up, right?
It will. And the carpet will be perfectly clean after the carpet cleaner leaves, but then 2-3 weeks you start to see these spots come back. The carpet cleaner is not really responsible for that. He can't help that.
Right. So that's just the water going through. It sits down there and then it wicks it back up and
through.
But wet goes to dry. It's just like anything, right?
Yeah, and you could go back and, you know, hand clean those spots, you know, with the blotting.
Right.
And that's how you should clean your spots on carpet anyway, is blotting them.
Right. And not scrubbing
not
or rubbing,
scrubbing.
Spreading it around,
right.
Pushing it in the fibers deeper.
Yes. And manufacturers want the carpet steam clean because the twist set on the carpets are twist, you know, they're set with heat. So the hot steam extraction will reset those twists.
Okay. So as we walk and wear on it,
they start to come undone.
Right.
Over years. And they want the carpet cleaned, you know, every 12 to 18 months to keep your warranties.
Well,
you have to have the receipts.
There you go. I see. I had no idea about that.
Yes. And as far as claims go on carpet, there's basically zero. You know, I haven't had one in so many years.
Wow.
Yeah, they're just, they clean so well now. If they're maintained, vacuumed, I mean, they could last forever.
Right. Pretty amazing. And what is most carpet made from today?
Well, polyester has improved over the last 20 years. I mean, I really did not want to sell it 20 years ago because it would, you know, flatten down.
Right.
They've made huge improvements. It's much better now, and there's nothing wrong with buying polyester fiber now.
Right.
It will come back, and it does clean well, and it is less money than nylon. Nylon is still considered the best carpet because it basically is very resilient and wants to stand up. It's delustered, so it looks more like wool and richer,
mm-hmm.
and has a nicer finish to it. But as I say, the polyesters have come a long way, and you will save money in general buying
right.
a polyester.
And then there's different, it's different weights as well. So the more weight, obviously, the more material, the more, usually the more the
price is going to go up
right.
with the weight, the design. So there are some, you know, variables
right.
for pricing.
So you could get just like, say, a gray carpet that's the same color all the way across, or it can have a print, like a print in it, right?
Well, a cut and loop is very popular. You know, it has a cut pile, then there might be a loop here and there to give you a design.
I see.
And those are popular. But mainly still, I would say, you know, 60-70% of all carpet is going to be a cut pile type, textured, that shows your footprints less.
Right.
And that is generally what is sold still.
And all one color.
And all one color. But they do have multiple colors in that style also. They call it a barber pole. And you might have a different twist to it. And it certainly may hide a few coffee stains here and there.
Right. How about that?
Yeah.
So there's some things that we didn't know, and kind of important to know. I mean, it's good to learn these things before you go, so you kind of have an idea of what's what. Of course, you guys explain all that to folks when they're at your store anyway. So I know we got a call coming in, and Chris is trying to get that set up. But we do have lines open, 704-570-1110. We're talking some flooring, some carpet. We'll talk about any home improvements that you want to talk about. We'd be glad to hear from you, and we'd take your calls. Had a couple of emails. We'll have the product of the week for Home Depot when we come back. That's probably what we're going to do. We're going to get ready. We're going to take this break, and we'll be back with more home improvement right after this.
You've all seen.
Welcome back. Glad you stayed with us. It's the Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. I'm Dave Doval.
I'm Randy Cheefer with Empire Carpet One.
And we got Dennis holding, and we had a caller that called in, wanted to talk about off-gassing of a carpet. So we'll talk about that. But first, I've got to do the Home Depot product of the week. And it's Father's Day weekend. And by the way, happy Father's Day to everyone, all the fathers out there. This week's Husky 22-inch... it's a Connect rolling system plastic toolbox. Pretty cool. As a matter of fact, I think that I might go by there and get one when I leave, because John sent this to me and said use this for the 17th, and I didn't really look at it until just a few minutes ago. $99, $100 for this thing. So it stacks three. So you have a big.
Oh wow, that's a good deal.
It is a great deal. So it has a big bin on the bottom. A medium size, and then it has a place on the top for smaller tools or for like nuts and bolts or whatever. Mm-hmm. And especially if you're in a small place, you know, and maybe you just have a small place to keep all your tools, you could keep everything in the one, these three containers that stack and lock together, and it's on its own little dolly.
Wow, that's easier to move around.
Yeah, so you can move it, can grab it, pull it. If it's in the garage and you got to pull it up a couple steps, you can do that. You're not carrying the toolbox, and you can take it in. You have everything with you all at once. So pretty cool. So you can put all your battery tools in the bottom, and then put your hand tools in the second toolbox. And then, like I said, you can put all your fasteners, picture hangers, nuts, bolts, screws, the things that you use. Because, you know, it's pretty easy to go to the store and just buy the small little blister packs of that kind of stuff. And then you have what you need. And, you know, always keep the extras. So I don't know if you do that, but when I put stuff together and there's extra parts, I used to keep them. Of course, now I have buckets and buckets.
I know.
Of buckets.
I have the same situation.
Yeah, what's this for?
Well, you could buy, you know, a new lawnmower also. I just bought one from them, a zero turn.
Yes.
About 3-4 weeks ago.
Very nice. Very
and
nice.
They shipped it right to me.
Well, there you go. So, hey, so the 22-inch Connect Rolling System Plastic Toolbox by Husky. Check that out at the Home Depot this week. It'd make a great Father's Day gift or buy it for Dad and Mom. You put your stuff in it.
Sounds good.
It's pretty cool. You can use it for all kinds of things, all crafts, sewing, anything. The more I think about it, pretty cool stuff. All right, let's get Dennis in here. Hey, Dennis, thanks for holding. We appreciate your patience.
Hey, good morning, guys. I have a question for Randy. Is with the LVP market, that vinyl plank flooring seems to be so large now. What is there that a consumer would need to know on the quality and the different brands? Because you see it sold everywhere now, and you know when you're looking for that product, you certainly need a something that's going to fit your needs. So what should I know when I'm looking for it? That's is really what I want to know.
A lot of them you're going to see a 12 mil wear layer and a 20 mil. You know, both of them are fine. You know, but you don't want to buy a product that's too thin. That's the other issue. And if you're going to do it yourself, are you planning on doing this yourself?
No, professionally installed. It's better to, you know, I always do business with a small business that I'm going to get some, service on.
Well, generally, if you go and if you go to that small business, they're not going to sell you something that's going to be a problem because they've got to guarantee it. So I have LVP in my home. I bought Provenza, and it's a very well-made product. They got many different designs of it.
You know, as far as the construction of the product, I know that some of it is made with limestone.
Yes.
Some product would be harder and more, and heavier than others, so I'm certainly, the price would probably change with that as well.
Well, you'll find the
more quality product. You just need to know
the SPC
what the specifications are.
The SPC, which would be the one with the crushed limestone or the harder product, it's usually less money. So you're going to pay less for it. Is that a problem? I don't, we sell it. I don't see any problems with that. Is yours new construction or old construction? Is this you're redoing what you have right now? So you're in an existing home. Are you planning on buying a new home and putting it in?
All right. Well, thanks, guys. You've been a big help.
Okay.
But as far as the construction goes, there are, you want to make sure if it's new construction, we talked about this before, the flooring's cured. But you could go either way. With the crushed limestone or the,
and so these are like the fillers, right?
Yes,
that's make
the
up
core,
the product.
You the don't core of them,
right?
You don't want to go too thin, and you want to make sure if you're going to buy a product and basically install it yourself that you've got a product that snaps together well. You know, if you go to a store and they have stocks of it, buy one box, take it home.
Right.
Once you open the box, they're not going to take it back. I try one out first.
Sure.
And see how that product is.
Yeah, take it home,
take
it down.
Take it home. So.
Yeah, because it's really when you're talking about buying one box versus buying a whole house.
Right. And I hear this all the time. I couldn't snap it together. It didn't go together. And, I was very frustrated. And I had already opened several boxes and they wouldn't return them. So buy one box. It could be perfectly fine. Just take it home and try it out.
Sure.
That's not that hard. But,
well, that
as far as what to choose from, yes, it's not that difficult. It's more, do they snap together or not? That's if you're going to buy it and, any carpet store or any flooring store that you go to, they're going to have a product that they're going to put in. They're going to make sure it's good.
Right. Yeah, because they don't want that cuts down the callbacks, the
yes,
problems, so
yes.
They know what's good and what maybe might be borderline.
Right. Going to have issues.
Issues with.
Yeah.
So,
nobody wants problems.
Well, there's a ton to talk about with LVP, so this won't be our last part talk about LVP because it's so popular, but there's so many different brands and types and colors.
It's endless.
It is endless. And I've seen many times where there's problems. And, of course, sometimes it's not necessarily with the floor, with the flooring itself, the LVP. Sometimes it's with the substrate that people put it over. So
yes.
Because it's been known to be sold as something that you could put over anything, but there we probably need to talk about the truth of that and make sure that people are doing some minor things that need to be done before you lay this floor down, because no matter how good the floor is, if you got a big dip in the floor, chances yes. are it's going to separate there when you step on it.
It could. Right. There are places where you could use floor leveling.
Sure.
But also, you know, I walk into homes all the time, and I could tell right away it wasn't done by a professional.
Right.
Why? Because they're staggered wrong.
Well, I can tell you that, too, because I'll tell you a story of one I saw, and it's pretty amazing. We got to take a break. Lines are open, 704-570-1110. Give us a call. We're talking home improvement, emphasis on the floors today, but we'll answer any questions you have. Give us a call. We'll be right back after these messages. All right, welcome back. It's the Home Improvement Show with John and Dave, brought to you by Home Depot. I'm Dave Doval.
I'm Randy Cheefer with Empire Carpet One.
Lines open, 704-570-1110. Talking home improvement, give us a call. Got Randy in here. We're talking flooring. Randy's from Empire One, right?
Empire Carpet One.
Empire
We're
Carpet
in
One.
Pineville, on McMullen Creek Parkway, 10,500
right.
McMullen Creek Parkway.
Sure, across from the Lowe's store
yes,
there,
yes.
and next door to Ferguson
yes,
yes. Plumbing. And you got Goodwill right around the corner,
yep,
right?
Yep, we have a large store, good selection. So
yeah, it is nice. Like I said at the beginning of the show, when I went in the other day, I was pleasantly surprised at how nice the store looked. And it always did look nice, but that look, somebody put some thought into that.
Yes.
That's
over a 2-year planning period that Carpet One put that together.
Right. I like that. I like it a lot. And the ceilings were all redone, and the light,
yes.
it just looks good. All your attentions to the products.
Right.
And the way you guys have the color selections, the way you have it lined up, probably helpful to people like me that don't do real well with colors.
Yeah, so. The colors are all lined up. So if you were looking for a wood product or LVP, all the colors would be in the same line. With different manufacturers, so you don't even know who the manufacturer is.
Right.
You just choose it. You could go to a scanner. The floor will come right up on the screen, and it'll show you. You could get closer and closer on the screen to it, so you
right.
could see a close look at it.
Right.
Tell you what it's made out of.
So it gives you all the information. So it's kind of like your device. It's kind of like your
yes
your computer in your pocket every day we carry around. That you can really get a lot of information from that. And people, that's what people are used to, so it's like they transferred that. And like I said, you don't have to use your readers. You don't have to flip the
right.
product over
yep.
and read everything
big
on the
screen.
Back. You can see it on a bigger screen. Makes sense. So we want to kind of get back to the LVP, laminated vinyl plank, or LVT, laminated vinyl tile, kind of the same thing, just a different shape.
Yeah,
right?
The LVP. One I wanted to say about the gentleman who called earlier, as far as the thickness goes, I would go 5 mil or thicker. You know, if you go too thin, I'm not saying you're going to have a problem, but it'd be safer to go 5 mil and thicker.
Right.
So
thickness and wear layers,
yeah,
right?
The wear layer is going to be either 12 or 20 generally, and either one are fine.
Right.
You know, the stuff is not scratch resistant. It is to a certain point, but it's not indestructible. Everything scratches.
Right.
No matter what it is. We redid our showroom. We used the waterproof laminate because I thought it was a little bit harder, with the amount of traffic we might have in. But for, residential, I mean, I have LVP in my home.
Right.
It's perfectly fine.
Sure. And it's just, I guess the important thing is to pad all the furniture.
Yes.
Just take the time.
Yes.
And to do it, so if you and we were talking at a break about the self-stick felt pads, and you can buy the heavy ones, but you'll notice if they're self-stick, they normally they come loose after a few months, just from they dry out, the glue
yes.
dries out, the heat in the house, whatever goes on, but you'll notice that they start sliding around underneath the leg, and they're not on there, so. What I learned at my house was just a dab of silicone. So I just prop up the furniture, pull that pad off, use the same pad, put a little dab of silicone, stick it back on there. And if you set the furniture down and don't move it around, it'll dry within 12 hours, and it's going to be on there. If you want to take it off, you'll have to have a putty knife.
Right. Yeah, that's a good plan.
Yeah, and it works, and that works pretty well. It was simple because when we built the new house, of course, you guys did the flooring for us, and we appreciate that. But I padded all the furniture. And we bought some new furniture, but everything that we moved in the house, as the movers were bringing it in, we flipped it over, and I put pads on everything because we came off of mostly carpet at our townhouse, and then we had some hardwoods downstairs. But I think that's the important part, is to put something underneath, no matter what you have on your floor, LVP, hardwoods, or
anything,
whatever.
Anything, because everything scratches. So, you know, nothing's indestructible.
Sure.
Steel scratches.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Stainless steel, right?
Yeah. So, that's good that you did that.
keep it padded. Well, I tell all my customers that anytime that we're, you know, if we're doing addition, whatever you're doing, protect your floors, because you never know when something is going to be in the bottom of that leg and it protrudes through, and then you're sick,
because
it's in the middle of the floor. What are you going to do about it, right?
And start taking it apart, put it back together.
Yeah, or get a big area rug.
Yeah, so that'll work.
But back to the LVP as far as the thickness, you say five or more, 5 millimeters or thicker. And a lot of that is because if you get too thin, chances are the materials are probably not going to be all that great to begin with. But the other thing is you have less material for them to mill
the snap
click, right?
I've literally gone to people's homes and I've seen the floor separating and we're measuring something else, and they've asked me to, if I could fix it, which, you know, we wouldn't normally attempt that. But I've asked for the piece of the material and they pulled it out. I'll just take my finger and just, it breaks like nothing.
Right. So if you have a little dip in the floor that was in the subfloor, you step on that joint, it'll snap that.
It could crack it.
I've seen it in houses too. And then that's what it is. It's usually a thin floor, and you almost have to have that floor perfectly flat if you're going
to
go with something.
To a certain point, it's slightly flexible.
Right.
But you know, you still, you know, you want to do what you can. It's just like when you build a house. It's the foundation. Everything is the foundation.
Right.
No matter what you do.
Well,
from the bottom up.
Yeah, and you know, we built a new house. Obviously, it's just 3 years old now. And I even hired a hardwood floor guy, a friend of mine, to come in, and he sanded all the joints with his sander and cleaned up and did some areas. But I'd never laid a straight edge down and really check the floor. But we had some dips in that floor because when we built, we had 60 inches of rain during the construction. So, you know, on a daily basis, we were sweeping the water out of the house or vacuuming it out so that we could work in there. Now, we did buy the high-end zip system plywood so that it was guaranteed for 6 months in bad weather not to swell on the edges, we had so much water that it didn't matter. I didn't go back on them because it wasn't their fault. I mean, who would have ever thunk that was going to happen? But guess what? It did. But we had some dips in there, so we have some spots that have popped loose. They're not broke, but it's just from where we walked, and there's dips. So, you know, I'm getting ready to separate these floors a little bit and inject some glue underneath them and then pull them back together.
Yeah.
Because it's the only way you're going to stop it.
Yeah, I have a modular home, and, you know, I didn't like the way it felt, and I put 24 jacks under it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yep. So I just didn't like the way it felt.
It won't be spongy anymore.
Nope.
Well, that's with the some of the construction today. It's stretched to the as far as they can take it. It's legal, but it's not. I don't. I guess they say it's legal, but it's not moral.
No.
So anyway, so the LVP. I think the key takeaways are to make sure that you get one that's it's thick enough, right?
Thick enough, and the wear layer, you know, 12 or 20 is fine. And it's to say, if you're going to buy it on your own and install it from whoever you buy it from, buy a box, try it out.
Mm-hmm.
See if it snaps together like you want it to.
Right. And read the directions.
Yes.
About and follow it, because they know.
And stagger them properly. You know, that's the hilarious part where I've seen, you know, don't match them up into the middle of the board. You know, stagger them, you know, 12 inches or could be 16 inches, but, you know, generally we stagger about 12. So,
right.
But, you know, it looks good, you know, when it's staggered properly.
Yeah, I think so too. And our floors look great, and we get lots of compliments on it, and that was installed properly. So we're appreciative of that. Okay, with that said, lines are open, 704-570-1110. We're going to take a break. We're going to get a few messages and some news in here, and we'll be back with more home improvement after this.
The Home Depot Home Improvement Show, brought to you in part by DryPro.
A Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. Answering your home improvement questions every Saturday on WPT. Presented by Charlotte Comfort Systems Heating and Air Conditioning and Acosta Heating, Cooling, and Electrical on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Welcome to hour number two. It's the Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. I'm Dave Doval.
I'm Randy Chiefer with Empire Carpet One.
Yeah, Randy, appreciate you joining us this morning. I know it was an early rise for you, but you had to come a long way, about an hour to get in here.
Yes. So.
But we appreciate it, and your knowledge is always appreciative. You've helped us with a lot of questions through the years, and you're the person the go-to person I send my folks to, or our folks to, whenever they need a question answered, they need to buy some flooring. And the other part that we didn't really talk about was, originally the company was Empire Carpet and Blinds. You guys switched up names and have got a new format that you're working with, but the blinds are still there, right?
Oh, yes. I've been doing that for decades. So
right.
I started off doing that when I was 16, so still do it. In fact, I still measure and install all the blinds.
Right. And so we'll talk a little bit about that if you have any questions about so all different types. So they're just the standard blinds that you see everywhere.
We sell those. Shutters are very popular. I sell a lot of faux shutters. And also motorized blinds. Those are very hot right now.
Yeah, that's a real popular thing. I see a lot of that now. I know we've talked before about that timing is the thing, is to get them so when if they have them all wired, so they go up at the same time to get them synced.
Yes, that could be challenging.
But,
you know, really my hardest part is pairing. So the remote control.
Right.
But they've made it easier. It's gotten a lot easier now. But it could be frustrating at times.
It's really cool. So, yeah, so if you have any questions about blinds or plantation shutters, I mean, you talked us into that for our house, and I wasn't so sure about it at first. I didn't know if it would go with our decor, and I think it goes with anything.
Any decor.
It looks great, and we're very happy with them. I know you were a little shocked because we didn't cover all of our windows, because we have a nice view out the back, so we didn't cover those windows. We even have the blinds in between the glass on all the French doors, but we never close them, you know.
Sure.
You know, as my wife says, David, she said, somebody might see you walking through there, and I said, they won't look long.
They might look once, but never again,
they
right?
They won't look again. That's the whole idea. You cure them. You solve that problem. But anyway, so if you have any questions about that, give us a call. We do appreciate those plantation shutters, though. They're nice. They're easy to take care of, and it's quick. Close them quick. Open them quick. Makes it nice. And you can open the whole thing to clean the windows, which is really nice. We do appreciate that part of it. So I think we kind of covered the LVP. I think maybe the only thing that we didn't really talk about was you can put LVP, it will bridge a pretty decent gap, but you really want to pay attention if you have big dips or anything. You really probably need to put some filler in those, right? Some type of floor leveler.
Yeah, I would do that. And as I say, the foundation is the most important part, but mm-hmm. you could put them in pretty large rooms. I've installed them in huge areas before.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And never a problem.
Right.
Never had one.
But just if you have something that's glaring, or you see something, you know, and all you have to have is a, a straight edge of some sort you can lay down and check for dips. And, you know, it's you don't have to get every little thing, but if you have some a pretty good dip in the floor, you may want to pay attention to that.
Just sure, it's very easy to fix.
Right. It's just I think when we get into it, we just want to get that floor down, get to the project. Let's get it done.
Jumping ahead.
It's the prep. The prep work is everything. So that will head you off on a problem. And John and I, we've spoke about that before, is, you know, it's pretty forgiving stuff and it does bridge. But if you have something, make sure you get some type of a filler that's approved for your the type of floor you're putting
right.
it over.
I mean, you use a different type of filler on wood as you than concrete.
Right, exactly. So, and concrete is notorious for having dips in it. They don't do it on purpose. It's just, it's the nature. For the most part, they get it all pretty flat, but you can have dips, and that's where you'll find it more so than in wood floors.
Sure. Yeah, certainly, and it's a lot easier to fix than on a wood foundation.
I think so, too. So, anyway, so I think we took care of that, and then from LVP, we kind of hit on it a little bit, but we'll go back to it. The laminates are starting to make a comeback.
Laminates hot
was the thing for a long time.
Right. Died LVP, but I would say in the next year or two, I wouldn't doubt if there'll be the newer type, the waterproof type, you'll be selling more of that.
Right.
In the long term.
And so, what do you think the reason? Because it's stiffer, or because it's the surface is harder?
Well, they have really good embossing on them, so the texture is very good. And,
right.
And also, I mean, you got what you want with the waterproof type.
Right.
And, you know, it's a harder surface.
So, right. Well, that's what I was wondering if that is. I mean, you still can scratch it, but it's even harder to scratch than LVP, right?
One of the issues, the negative, might be they're thicker.
Right.
They might be 8, 10, 12 mil, 14 mil. I mean, they're much thicker products. So, you know, you've got to worry about the dishwasher clearing doorways, and there's many other issues that, you know, you could have a problem with.
Right.
So,
oh, yes.
That's got to be thought out.
Sure. Well, always, you know, and our big thing is always on the doors is to try to maintain a 1-inch clearance underneath your doors, because that's your return, or that's your makeup air for your exhaust fans in your bathrooms. If you close the bathroom door and you don't have any gap under the door, once it sucks the air out of the room, it's the fan's really no longer doing its job. It has to have makeup air. It has to have supply air. So you either have to keep the door cracked, or you have to have a little gap under the door. And then the same thing with your bedrooms. You know, people will they'll get carpet changed out in their house, and the carpet will just barely be touching the bottom of the door. But the problem with that is there's not a central return in the hallway to return the air conditioning or the heat to the air back to the furnace. And if you don't leave a gap under the door and you close your door, you have stale air in your room. You're not moving the air through the house. So 1 inch is what they normally like to have. And I know you guys have probably run into this as I have. You cut doors off and then the whole bottom's gone in the door, and you have to run it through a table saw and put it back in the bottom of the door. You have to cut the skin of the door off, glue it, put it back in, and then pin it so that it stays in place. But that's another problem for another day, right?
Absolutely.
So, okay, listen, we're just a few minutes past our break. We're going to take it 704-570-1110. We'd love to hear from you. We'll be back with more home improvement after this. All right, welcome back. Thanks for hanging with us. It's the Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. I'm Dave Doval.
I'm Randy Cheefer with Empire Carpet One.
And Randy, thanks again for joining us. We really do appreciate it. I've been knowing Randy since 1996. I was just a little kid then.
Yeah,
but,
right.
I think I'd bought my first house then, and I was putting carpet in it.
Yes,
probably met you.
Did your carpet.
That's right. That was fun. That was fun stuff. Let's see. Lines are open, 704-570-1110. And that's exactly, is that Tom? That's what Tom's done. Hey, Tom, welcome to the program. How can we help?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I am a customer of both of you guys. You've done a great job for me. Appreciate that.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Question is on hardwood flooring. I had my floors redone last year following a washing machine flood. And the guy I was working with was pushing hard to use polyurethane as opposed to whatever the oil-based stuff is.
Water.
And just wondering if there's really a big difference between, I guess, the older stuff and the newer stuff. I know that the older stuff tends to turn yellow.
Yes.
With age, the newer stuff doesn't.
Correct.
I just wanted to get your thoughts.
Yeah, and all the technology has kind of been placed on getting rid of the solvent-based products. They haven't gotten rid of them, but they're weaning away from those just because of, you know, all the things that it takes to make it, what you have to do to dispose of it at the end when you clean up, because there's going to be some type of thinner or whatever. So there's lots of reasons. Oil products were a very durable product, and there were some that you had to wear certain respirators with to even apply, but they were super hard finishes and they did a really good job. But as you heard earlier, all of them scratch. Doesn't matter what it is. If you drag the wrong thing across the floor, it'll scratch. That were the kind of the pros of oil base, is that it's really hard. That it's a durable finish. The cons of it are is that it smells. You can only put one coat on in a day. You have to let it dry, come back the next day, sand it lightly. They call it screening or a padding, and then you apply another coat. It turns yellow. As you say, they call it, in the industry, they call it amberizing. Well, amber's yellow, so we'll just say that's what it is. It yellows. So waterborne products, my favorites were always the two part that you mix together. They're more expensive than oil products, but that you can multiple coat in a day. They don't yellow. They have very little smell. Of course, like we said, they dry quick. And they're once you learn how to put them down, they're easier to put down. So everything that we've done, Tom, in the last years, anything that I've been involved with has been a waterborne product. That's just what we use. Like I said, that costs a little bit more, but the benefits, I think, far outweigh the cost.
Okay, well, that makes me feel better with this guy, you know, pushing one particular product over the other. The thing I have noticed in the last year is that it does seem to scratch a little more readily than the other. I've got a relatively small or medium-sized dog, 30 pounds, and I guess just, you know, with his claws and my bare feet, you know, walking across the floor, it just seems to scratch a little bit more readily than the older oil base.
Yeah, and well, and if it wasn't a two-part, that would be the question, because what we found were the finishes that had a catalyst that were put into the finish were much stronger finishes, and they held up. They still scratch, but not as readily. Most of those finishes were actually developed for commercial use first, and then they started making their way into the residential side. So if you at some point in time, you'll have to have that padded and recoated, which they say when I went to sanding school that it was, you know, 2 to 5 years depending on the wear and what goes on in your house. So pets put you into that 2 to 3 year range probably because of the scratching. And you start the wear layers, you start to wear off and wear through that top coat. So a pad and a recoat is pretty simple. It's not near as expensive as a full sanding, but they just come in and they basically move the furniture, they buff the floors, they clean it up, they tack it off, vacuum it, tack it, and then they apply a new coat. And I would make sure that they use a two-part, the high-end water-based finish, and I think you have.
That's good to know. He never mentioned that part. We had moved out of the house during the point that they, you know, they spent their couple of days doing the stuff.
Sure,
so I wasn't even aware of that, but I'm a little disappointed because the old floor was down for 30 years, and yeah, there were scratches, but hey, it was 30 years old.
Yeah, well, here's the sad part. The guys that probably put that floor down aren't around anymore because they were breathing those chemicals.
Is it you might want to get a matte finish so it doesn't show much.
Yeah, that is actually, that's a great point, Randy, because that is the other thing that people I see are going to just for that reason, because it doesn't show scratches. Tom, I know we're from the old school. We like that shiny new look on things, but that matte finish is actually very attractive.
It's the only way to go.
It's very attractive.
Especially if you got dogs.
Matte finish first, and I just didn't like it. Like you said, I guess I'm old school, and I had them come back with it. It wasn't shiny glossy. I'll call it more of a satin.
Yes.
But you know, that was a good compromise. I've been real pleased with it.
Okay. Well, good. Well, just have them do that, and you know, they can, if you want that oil base when you do the pad and recoat, they can put an oil base. I think over that. Right over top of that, because it's hardened off enough. So,
okay.
you can talk to them about that.
Appreciate your input. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call, Tom. Appreciate it. All right, Tom is gone. Lines open 704-570-1110. Any home improvement questions you have like that? But we're a little emphasis on the flooring today. So if you have any questions about flooring, carpet, hardwoods, you know, pre-finished or unfinished, doesn't matter. And then if you have any question about blinds or plantation shutters, anything like that, Randy can certainly help you with that as well. So right there, Tom talking about the finishes, that's one of the other advantages to a pre-finished floor. If you have that option, if you're building a house or if you don't have hardwoods now, pre-finished floors, finishes a little bit harder on those,
isn't it? Harder. They get aluminum oxide finish.
Mm-hmm.
And
then it's
dried. Can't do that in the home.
Yeah,
but
it's dried with lights, different type of lights, right? Where they run it through the, is it infrared? I'm not sure how they dry it. But anyway, it's basically baked on as it goes through.
If you found something that you like, I mean, you put it down, you walk on it, you know, right after it's installed. So, you know, you're done. You don't have to move out. And, you know, the price is probably close to the same. I mean, it's, you know, depending on, unless you bought, you know, there are some pre-finished woods that are quite expensive, you know, exotic woods and stuff. But in general, you know, they're not far from each other.
Right.
If
you
bought all new wood and stuff.
A little quicker, too, if you're buying a pre-finished floor, because you don't have to go through the phase of getting it finished and then stay off of it. You know, the other thing with a finish-in-place floor is that most of the manufacturers of the coatings tell you that you're not supposed to put your area rugs back down for several weeks.
2-3 months. Right? Yeah, 2-3 months. Because,
you want it to off-gas,
yeah.
Where water-based products are only a few days. They dry and they harden up much quicker, and there's not much off-gassing, so you don't have that problem. But certainly some things to consider when you're doing it. I think the thing that you do give up from a and we only have like a minute left before we go to our one of our breaks here, but the groove that they have to be where they ease the edges, because when you sand floors, if you lay them down, if the edges are sticking up, doesn't matter because they're going to sand it off.
It's all smooth.
But if you have a micro groove, that micro groove in between the boards, that's to ease the edges. But you will find that you'll have to use some type of a vacuum sometimes to vacuum the floors to get those.
Well, there's bigger bevels, but mainly they're pretty tiny.
Right, and that's what I look for, is a smaller one. So,
yeah.
Okay, well, speaking of smaller, we're smaller out of time here. We're going to take a break, 704-570-1110. We'll be back with more home improvement after this. All right, welcome back. Thanks for hanging in there with us. It's the Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. I'm Dave Doval.
I'm Randy Cheefer with Carpet One.
Hey, we're going to do the Home Depot product of the week. It's the Husky 22-inch Connect Rolling System Plastic Toolbox. Pretty cool. It's a triple box that's on a dolly or a little hand truck. So you have a large box on the bottom, a medium toolbox in the middle, and then a small compartment a box on top is a little organizing box for your fasteners or nuts and bolts or screws or whatever craft you're in. It's probably pretty cool for just about anything. Great for small spaces. You can keep all of your tools in one spot, and probably pretty neat that you can take it all to a project if you're working on it, roll it in there. You have everything right at your fingertips, no getting up and running back and forth. Which is the bane of my life most of the time.
And you'll be able to find what you're looking for.
Yeah, it's all in one spot if you put it back in there. $100, $99.98. I don't know how you beat. I don't even know how they make it for that. If you want to know the truth, and this thing's pretty good sized. I mean, you have a lot of space in it, so check that out. It's the Husky 22-inch Connect Rolling System Plastic Toolbox. I think I might go get one after the show. I hate to say that. Happy Father's Day, Dave.
Yeah.
And Randy, you ought to get yourself one too. Maybe they'll give us a 2-for-1. All right, lines are open, 704-570-1110. Talking home improvement. We'd love to hear from you, whatever's on your mind with home improvement. If you have any flooring questions, anything with blinds, Randy would be glad to answer those questions for you. And, of course, and tell them where the store's at, too, so if they want to come by and check out the system you guys have in place now.
It's at 10500 McMullen Creek Parkway. It's basically in Pineville-Charlotte border.
Mm-hmm.
Our zip would be 28226 Charlotte zip code, but we're on the line there.
Sure.
Been there for a long time.
Right there at 51 and Park Road, and of course, McMullen Creek Parkway, that goes right between them. So there's a Lowe's over there. Ferguson Plumbing's
next door.
They're
right next door to us.
They're
right on the road.
Yeah. And so good store. You guys been there a long time, too.
That location, we moved from Pineville off Polk Street. We've been there since 1998.
Wow. Wow, that is a long time. Well, good for you. Well, we appreciate you coming in and sharing your knowledge. And as folks know, you always can ask Randy if you have any questions about flooring or problems or anything that you're having. They can help you over there at the store and the staff. You got good crowd around you over there, too.
Yeah, they've been with us for a while.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, good guys. We appreciate them. We talked about the LVP laminated vinyl plank. It's been real popular. John and I have been talking about it for years. Kind of pushed the laminate market over a little bit.
It's coming back.
Let's say it's coming back, but
it's a waterproof aspect of
it. That was their biggest problem, wasn't it? Was it if it heard water, the edges swelled up on
it. I had it happen to me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Doesn't take much, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a spill either. It could be a pet. It could be anything. Right.
Yeah, I had it with a pet.
Right. So that was the problem, and that's concerning for folks. You spend that much money on a floor, and then that happens. So they kind of got a black eye over that, and now it came back and they fixed it.
It's coming back. It's they're good. You know, we have it in our showroom. I wouldn't have done it. You know, unless I knew I could count on it.
Right.
So it's a lot of square footage.
Sure, it is. It's a big. It's a big showroom. What about? I guess the question that we always had was people said, "Oh, it sounds cheap or it sounds clicky. It's noisy because it's when you walk it because it's a harder surface, right? If you walk on it with heels or if the dog walks across it with its claws,
or
whatever.
They're deader now, but really." The key is the pad.
The pad.
Some of them come with the pad attached, but you want a heavy pad under it, and the clicking part. Well, if you're on the second floor and you've got wood floors, you can hear
that too.
Yeah,
sure,
you could hear that too.
If you have shoes on or somebody's walking with something on their feet, if you're barefooted,
no matter what you do. So, but you know, it's a great product, and as I say, the embossing on it is. You know, they have nice heavy embossing.
Right.
And, you know, that's what you want to check out when you buy it. And if you buy something from any store that you see multiple quantities of and you want to be concerned that it clicks together easy. And because it could ruin your day.
Right. And when you say embossing, you're talking about a texture, right?
A texture, too. Run your hand.
Not the print.
Yeah, you don't want them too smooth.
Right.
You know, because, you know, they're slippery. And you have animals and, you know.
Right.
My last house, I had wood floors that I had to have rugs everywhere because I had a Weimer on her that weighed almost 100 pounds.
Right.
He had a hard time. As he aged, he had a hard time.
Right. Well, and when they're young, they're running and skidding, so taking off, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And
slide across the house,
right? So they'll cut the floors up, but the embossing is kind of nice because it probably does in over time hide some imperfections too that happen on most floors.
I would think absolutely. So,
pretty cool. Well, I know in the LVP market they were starting. You're starting to see some of the texture.
They have good embossing too, and some don't.
Yeah,
so you have to run your hand across your sample.
Right. And make sure of what you have. But I noticed that we didn't get that. We ended up with a smoother floor And the picture of, and I guess that's what it really is it's a picture that repeats itself. But it looks real.
I mean, they look real.
That floor really does look real. They look real. Most people say, "What species of wood is this?" I say, "Plastic." So I said, "We just couldn't pull the trigger on the wood because we wanted some wood in a couple of places, but budget wise, we were going to be at a situation where we had to add more. We had to add a underlayment in order to bring up the floor, so we didn't have a big transition, and we didn't want to do that. So."
I like LVP, and I like the new laminate, and I like wood. It just depends on the person.
Absolutely.
Everybody's different.
Everybody's different. So the good thing is we have choices.
Yeah.
And I like that part for sure. Okay. Well, listen, we were talking about breaks at the break, and it's already time for a break again. So we're going to take our break. The lines are open, 704-570-1110. The last segment's coming up, so if you have a call, if you want to get it in, we'll be glad to take it. And we'll be back after these messages. Welcome back. It's the Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. I'm Dave Doval.
I'm Randy Cheever with Carpet One.
Hey, we're glad you joined us. We're in the lightning round here. Lines open, 704-570-1110. Let's get Gene in here. Hey, Gene, welcome to the program. How can we help?
Oh, good morning. Thanks, guys, for being there.
Glad we're here. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. I was thinking about our house was built in 1978, and was at the same old crawl space vents.
Mm-hmm.
And we were thinking about changing them out to vents that have little thermostats in them.
Yes.
And they'll open and close, you know, according to the temperature outside, I guess.
Right.
Anyway, is that a good thing to do, or?
Well, it's good in theory. I mean, everybody likes the idea of the convenience of them opening and closing. The problem is that they open at 70 degrees or somewhere in that area. It has a little spring in it that expands and contracts, and it closes at like 40 degrees. So the problem is that they end up staying closed for a good portion of the season that you really would want them open. That between that 40 and 70 degrees is the perfect time to have them open, because that's closer to the temperature of the crawl space. You have less sweating going on in the crawl space. So, and what that means is that when we open our vents in the summer and it's 80 degrees, 90 degrees outside and humid, the air in the crawl space is almost always in that 60 to 70 degree range. So when those two temperatures clash, you have condensation. So everything gets wet. And it's no different really than if you set a glass of ice water on your counter. In 10 minutes, it's going to be sweating. And there's going to be a puddle of water underneath it. The outside of the glass will be wet. And so that's essentially what happens in the crawl space. So ideally, what they want is it's either open most of the year and closed only in the coldest parts of the year is the best time, and then you let your insulation that's in the joist take care of keeping the floor a little warmer. You know, the floor is always going to be 70 degrees if you're barefooted and you have and you're cold natured anyway. It's going to feel cold to you. That's just the nature of it. But the short answer really is to leave the vents open as much as you can, or get someone out like Dry Pro and have them close it up. They'll seal the vents. They'll put down some type of a vapor barrier, a permanent vapor barrier, and they'll install a dehumidifier and possibly a sump pump if needed. I know I'm spending your money, but I've been in many crawl spaces in my career, and I'm telling you, the ones that are sealed up are the best almost always. The woods, everything's dry. There's no insects. There's no pets. If you're not having any problems with your crawl space, then you might want to just leave things alone. Other than you can have those vents replaced with standard vents. You just need to get a handyman or a mason out that can. They'll break those vents out and they'll mortar new vents in that are operable. Because that may be what the problem is. I don't know if your screens are bad or the handles are broke off or what, but
it's Yeah, well, a couple of them some of them are broken because, like I say, they're very old.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, and they have, everything has a life expectancy, and those have met that most likely. So the people that make those automatic vents for a good while made retrofit vents that anyone could install, and they have that same frame. It's just they had a little lever, and they were manual, but they quit making them, and I never could figure out why. I love those vents because when I had customers that had problems with their vents, that's what we would install. They were easy, simple. The vent cost almost more money than it was cost to install it because it just didn't take that long. But I don't know where they're at. I haven't been able to find them in years. So that's the problem with it. But if I was you, I would get a handyman or a mason and have them come out and put the regular vents in. They make a couple of different types, and they can show you what's available. And I think that would be your best bet.
Yeah. We've just had to redo our entire the insulation, the vapor barrier, because we had a terrible leak. We had a pipe that burst.
Right.
And we did not know it was leaking under there.
Oh, so that was a mess. So you?
Yeah. We don't know how many days it was spraying water.
Right.
But
it's probably some fungal growth too.
Pardon?
Probably some fungal growth too.
Yeah, we had to have Austin Insulation come out and redo all the insulation,
mm-hmm.
and put a new vapor barrier down.
Well, good. You called good folks because I work with them all the time. I'm glad that worked out for you. Gene, we appreciate the call.
Pardon?
We appreciate the call.
Okay. Hey, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Okay, Gene's gone. Line's open, 704-570-1110. Give us a call. Let's talk with William. Hey, William, how can we help? Hey, William.
Hey, good morning. What suggestions you might have is, when it comes to squeaky wood floors.
So are they pre-finished floors or sanded and finished and they're just squeaking?
They're sanded and finished.
Okay. Really, there's not a whole lot you could do from the top, probably, but you have to work underneath if you want to, you know, brace them up. I mean, you're going to have to work below it.
Right.
So you're going to be in that situation.
So here's what we've learned through the years, John and I, when you have hardwood floors and you have squeaky, and this works for other floors too. If you have carpet, sometimes they do make a little device that you could find the joist and you can actually run the screws through the carpet, and they have they actually go through a device and you snap them off flush, and then the head of the screw is gone and it just makes a small hole through the carpet. I know Randy's probably cringing when he hears that, but you know, but it's cheaper than pulling the carpet up, and that's what people are probably going to do. If you have hardwood floors, the best thing to do, it takes two people to do this because you kind of have to have someone upstairs working the floor, stepping back across it and showing you where it's at. A phone is handy if you can get on a phone or a walkie-talkie so that you can communicate. But you buy basically L brackets.
Yes.
And you go underneath the house, and what I've done in the past is I will drop that L bracket down in the area that's squeaking on the joist, and I will screw it to the side of the joist, and I'll leave, you know, an eighth to a quarter of an inch between the bottom of the subfloor and the L bracket. Then you run your screws into the subfloor, and what you're basically doing is you're using that space to pull it down tight. And sometimes you have to put many in an area in order for it to solve the squeaking problem. Another thing that I've done, William, is you have to pull the insulation out on both of these scenarios. But I have taken an adhesive, a floor adhesive that they put down. You can use really about anything. P&L makes it. Who was the original one out there? That was around forever. Anyway, it's a subfloor glue, and basically I would caulk along the plywood and the joist and run a bead of caulk on both sides of it, And if you stay off of the floors, when that hardens, it actually will bond the floor to the joist via a caulk joint on the side of it.
Is this just one area, or is it everywhere?
It's mainly everywhere.
Yeah,
I think you're going to have to work under. If you had one area, it's possible to run a finishing nail through and
right.
Put a filler on the top, and you know nobody would know. But in that case, there you're going to have to work under, and you might need to add some joists and some stoppers and stuff. And you know, it depends. You know, if you got
looking that bad.
Yeah, there's no easy fix.
Yeah, just the L bracket. You should be able to be fine.
It's not easy. It's just a little time consuming, but that's kind of what it takes, William.
It's not rocket science. I mean, it could be done. It's for sure.
Well, it depends on what time of the year it is.
Yeah, that's true too.
Right, there you go. All right. Well, I hope that helps, man.
Thanks for your help.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Appreciate you listening. All right, William's gone. Well, guess what? This is it, man. This is the went by 2 hours.
It goes fast.
Fast. Randy, thanks so much for coming in. We appreciate you. 10,500 McMullen Creek Parkway.
It's called Empire Carpet One. You could find us at empirecarpet1.com. And if you have any questions, please call us 704-541-3988.
All right. Well, there you go. And, of course, you can always get in touch with them through our website. Folks, we appreciate you listening. Hope you have a happy Father's Day. We hope you remember, we believe that the most important kind of home improvement is the one that makes your home a happier place to live. Don't forget to work on that this week. We'll see you next week right here on WBT.